Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tom Burton, who is the attorney for the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association, and State Attorney General Letitia James is proposing restrictions on police pursuits with narrow exceptions, being a serious or violent felony in progress, or the driver's conduct poses an imminent threat to bystanders or themselves or police. First off, your reaction to this proposal.
Well, it's important, you know, for your listeners to realize that what is the subject of what the AG has proposed has been for many, many years embedded in virtually every police department's manual of procedure. In other words, what it appears she's trying to do by statute has been part of the formal rules for virtually every police department in the state already. She's kind of reinventing the wheel here.
Now, I know Buffalo has a policy with regards to high-speed chases. How much of those high-speed pursuit policies in Buffalo are already covered by what the Attorney General is proposing?
I suspect most of it. I'd have to see the litigation precisely what she's proposing and ultimately what might come out of a legislative committee. But basically what happens with these things, unless you have a serious crime or there's something that's going on in the gravest extreme, it is routine for even a low-level supervisor to call up. That happens all the time. The public may not see it, but the bottom line is that what she's talking about is generally the standard operating procedure across the state right now.
How often do you have officers who you represent involved in pursuits on Buffalo streets?
Well, what routinely happens, Tom, and it's important your listenership to understand this. It is not uncommon where a cop goes to pull someone over on a minor traffic circumstance, you know, speeding ticket, whatever the car's weaving, and now it takes off at high speed. We have had multiple circumstances where the officers have backed off themselves and somebody in their enthusiasm to get away from the police. Perhaps it's a stolen car, a car with narcotics in it, maybe a crime that the officers don't even know happened, end up with a violent crash that creates serious injury or even death. And, of course, everyone right away wants to point the finger at the cops. And I can think of multiple circumstances where they went to stop, where the officers went to stop a target car. They take off like a bat out of you-know-what, get in an accident, and the cops are not doing a hot pursuit at high speed where they've shut it down, hear the bang, and somebody desperately trying to get away has caused the very problem that the officer stopped by ending the chase and announcing it on the radio.
Have you had a chance to talk to the rank and file about this? How are they feeling about these proposals?
I haven't chatted with anybody yet, but I don't think that this is going to come as any earth-shaking or significant surprise either for police management here in Western New York or the cops, because as I mentioned here, they're already doing in large part what was in that press release. In other words, this is not going to be a sea change in what cops do when they measure what is the danger against the utility of chasing somebody, you know, at high speed. And by the way, Tom, these things are dangerous even in the best of circumstances. And for many, it's well over a decade, probably almost 20 years that I can think of. Everybody recognizes catching somebody on an inspection ticket is not worth causing a fatal accident. And that's part of the police culture now for years and years. I think we've got to see exactly what the statute entails, what the legislature may do with it, and what the consequences may be for the cops. And while we all know what is not necessary with a high-speed chase for, let's say, a minor speeding ticket, you've always have to have that safety valve for somebody who's really done something crazy, like taken a hostage, robbed a bank, fired a shot as a cop, or injured a cop. And in those circumstances, there has to be the ability to stop somebody who's a dangerous criminal. The key to the thing is finding the balance where that needle ends up.